Quranic verses in perspective.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Mawlana Yusuf Izzuddin welcoming you to another edition of Quranic verses in perspective. I want to begin today's program by reading verse 125 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And when we made the house a resort for mankind and a sanctuary, saying, take as your place of worship the place where Abraham stood. And we imposed a duty upon Abraham and Ishmael, saying, purify my house for those who go around and those who meditate therein, and those who bow down and prostrate themselves in worship. This verse describes how Ibrahim and his son Ismail fulfilled their Lord's command by purifying the house for those who perform tawaf, circumambulation, and prayer. This purification is a purification from polytheism. Ibn Kathir noted that there are different views as to who was the original builder of the Kaaba. Atta and Sa'id bin Masib considered that Adam had been the original builder, an opinion Ibn Kathir considered strange. Ibn Abbas and Ka'b, however, considered that the Kaaba was built by Prophet Shif. Ibn Kathir wrote in commentary on this dispute that these opinions probably originated with the people of the book. We as Muslims should not deny these beliefs, but we should not believe in them without checking the authenticity of these narrations. And when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundation of the house, our Lord, accept from us. Lo, you only you are the hearer, the knower. This verse contains a supplication, a dua in which one can feel the supplication offered by Ibrahim to his Lord. The atmosphere is such that it seems to be taking place now. The verse seems rather abrupt, with the dua coming so strongly after the narration. But indeed, this is a feature of Quranic style, and one which suits the greatness of the Holy Quran. The supplication of Ibrahim shows us the absolute submission practiced by even so great a prophet as Ibrahim. The dua is contained into the next verses. Our Lord, and make us submissive to you, and of our seeds a nation submissive to you, and show us our ways of worship, and relent towards us. Lo, you only you are the relenting, the merciful. Our Lord, and raise up in their midst a messenger from among them, who shall recite to them your revelation, and shall instruct them in the scripture and wisdom, and shall make them grow. Lo, you, only you, are the mighty, wise. This dua by Ibrahim was answered when Muhammad, the descendant of Ibrahim, through Ismail, was raised to prophethood. This supplication illustrates the relationship between the children of Israel and the Muslims, since Ibrahim prayed for his descendants to become submissive to the will of Allah, to become Muslims.
Allah
The next few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah emphasizes the importance of the faith of Ibrahim. And who forsakes the religion of Ibrahim, save him who fools himself? Truly, we choose him in the world, and lo, in the hereafter, he is among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, "Surrender," he said, "I have surrendered to the Lord of the worlds." The same did Ibrahim enjoin upon his sons and also Jacob, saying, "O my sons, lo, Allah has chosen for you the religion, therefore die not, except as men who have surrendered to him." These verses testify that the religion of Ibrahim was the religion of Islam, submission to Allah. This was the faith which Ibrahim deemed necessary for his son, as did Jacob recommend it to his sons. The important point is that Islam is submission to Allah. This is emphasized again in verse 133. "Or were you present when death came to Yaqub, when he said to his sons, 'What will you worship after me?' They said, 'We shall worship your God, the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, one God, and to whom we have surrendered.'" Although Yaqub had recommended faith in Allah to his sons, they neglected their promise, and many generations later his descendants claimed that only the Israelites were following the faith of their forefathers. And they say, "Be Jews or Christians, then you will be rightly guided." Say to them, "O Muhammad, no, but we follow the religion of Ibrahim, the upright, and he was not of the idolaters." This verse contains the essence of the idea that Islam abrogates the previous inspired books. However, dispute is idle, since their followers all worship Allah. Say to the people of the scripture, "Dispute you with us concerning Allah, when he is our Lord and your Lord? Ours are our works, and yours your works. We look to him alone." Or say you that Abraham and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the tribes were Jews and Christians? Say, do you know best, or does Allah? And who is more unjust than he who hides a testimony which he has received from Allah? Allah is not unaware of what you do. This last verse shows the futility of argument, since Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub were dead long before the religions of Judaism and Christianity were created. However, they, as prophets of Allah, submitted to his divine will. The final point of this argument is contained in verse 141. "Those are a people who have passed away. Theirs is that which they earned, and yours that which you earn, and you will not be asked of what they used to do." These men, over whom so much dispute has reigned, are gone, and the punishment or reward has been earned and is really of no concern to those who were able to read the Quran as it was revealed, or to us now, 14 centuries later. This brings me to the end of today's program, prepared and presented to you by Mawil Yusuf Azzedine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.